Well, let's get in the Bible and realize what time it is. Once you look at Galatians chapter 6, verse number 6, we're continuing on. We're all about through the book of Galatians. We've got a few more weeks, most likely, but I want to preach on this one, and this is something this church doesn't really need, but I've got to preach it just because it's where I'm coming up to next, and that's about letting the people communicate or share with and give good tidings or give good blessings to that person that teacheth in all good things. You remember that last week we talked about, or we, whenever before, last time I was here on Sunday night and was preaching, that we talked about those that are overtaken with a fault. We were spiritual, restore such an one. And now it goes on to verse number 6. Let him that is taught in the word, this is Galatians 6, verse 6. Let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teacheth in all good things. So we got to break it down. Let him that is taught in the word, that'd mean the person that's given the word of God. That would mean somebody in Papua New Guinea who a pastor gets up and he delivers the word of God. Let him that's taught communicate, just means to share with, literally give over to, communicate unto him that teacheth, that's the person that gives the word of God out in all good things. And so I want to preach for just a little while about that and trust the Lord will bless us. I sometimes have the pleasure next Sunday of having a wonderful dear friend. He's a true mentor of mine and a man of God. Brother Roger Green will be here. He was the president of a mission board, Independent Baptist Missions for Asians, and he served in missions. He has pastored in around up above Cincinnati for many, many years, and then was an interim pastor several times at different churches. And much like Brother Stevens is here, he's endeared himself to churches. Well, he's going to speak next week for us. And whenever that happens and I come back, then regular occurrence when people talk to me later, they say, you would not believe how good the folks of your church were to me when I was there. By listening, by engaging, by praying, and some by just giving him an extra gift. Many of our missionaries that come through, they tell, Pastor, I just wanted to tell you that somebody gave me a hallelujah handshake or a green handshake or whatever. That means there was more than just the handshake in there. There were some greenbacks in the middle of that. And that's always my favorite kind of handshake as well. But that's what somebody says when you're getting a Christmas gift. Oh, what kind of thing, what do you want? So, well, money's good. It's always the right color. Never like a sweater or a shirt or anything. Sometimes it's a little small, but usually it's the right denomination. But folks tell me, and I'm blessed. I'm joking on all of that. I'm thankful. But I'm blessed when people come or tell me, and they say after they came, that your folks were so good to us. And that's what you're doing here in verse number 6. Let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him, that teacheth in all good things. So I want you to see, first of all, that we pay the speaker. Let him that taught in the word communicate. And I understand that right here, I am so blessed as the pastor to our church takes such good care of me. And I'm so thankful you are looking for ways. You find ways to meet my needs. And so I'm not teaching this, preaching it because of a need, as again, just what I come up to. I remember watching Little House on the Prairie, that old spiritual classic, you know, and I would see that doctor, Doc Baker, and then that preacher, whatever his name was, that a lot of times they would get paid or get gifted by chickens. For the record, I don't eat any chickens. Amy would like to homestead and have chickens and have all these other things, or at least she thinks she would, but I don't need any chickens. I don't need goats. I don't need anything. So if you're thinking about going that route, please don't. Our yard is not very big, and so I don't want to have it fenced out like a farm back there. But I remember watching that, and I'm thankful to the Lord that was maybe that day and age, and it was for make-believe anyways, but I'm thankful that God provides for our family through you. I'm humbled by that. I'm not conceited in that. I don't think I am. I'm humbled by it that God would see fit to provide for the Herdman family, and this is the only gig I've got. I don't have something on the side. I don't have John Herdman Ministries. I don't have anything going on here and there. And oftentimes, as has happened this past week when I went to camp, our church, the church paid some of the mileage and things down there just to be a blessing to a camp while I was going down there, so it didn't go on the weight of that ministry. We footed some of that bill. And so our church is so good, and I'm thankful. But first of all, I see that we need to pay the preacher. I want you to see a couple things underneath this, and if you're there in Galatians, look ahead to your right a little bit to 2 Timothy chapter 4. Underneath this, I want you to see there's some things that are responsibilities on your part, as you pay that preacher, as you make sure that he's taken care of, there's also some duties that he needs to make sure he's up on. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse number 2. You need to make sure this is the kind of preacher you get. If I don't make it next Sunday, well, I won't make it next Sunday, but don't think anything's wrong. As far as I know, we're just going on vacation after Jared's wedding. But if I don't make it back and you've got to find a new one, you make sure he does these things. Number one, make sure that he preaches the word. 2 Timothy 4, to preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. Make sure that he preaches the word. I talked to an evangelist one time. He said, I couldn't wait to get out of college. He said, because of all those speakers that would come through or all the ones on staff, I heard a lot of philosophy preaching. He said, I just like to be a Bible preacher, and that's what I want to be as well, one that preaches the book. And so as you're looking for one, if you do, I hope you're not at this point, but if you do, be sure that he preaches the word. Not only that, but be certain he preaches the whole counsel of God. Acts chapter 20 says, for I've not shunned to declare unto you all the counsel of God. You can't be all mushy and gushy and no judgment. But you also can't be all judgment and not share about the love of God, because both of them are in God's character. He is the God of love. He is love, as a matter of fact. But he's also the God of judgment, and he's going to right every wrong one of these days. And so if you get a preacher that's all one side and he just pounds it and doesn't ever share about the love of God, he's lopsided. But if he ever tells anything about the judgment, he is also lopsided. Be sure he's on the right kind of preacher. Not only should he be that kind, but also you ought to make sure that you are, they feed from the Word of God, as I already mentioned. The Holy Ghost hath made you the pastor's overseers, and the Bible says in Acts 20:28, to feed the church of God. Well, I don't have anything to feed you except what the Word of God has got. So I'm going to get to the next part about being a little funny once in a while, and that's all right. But I don't have anything to feed you. Hilarious stories that some speaker comes in and gives, a night of laughter or a night of fun or a night of this. All that's fine, but that's not church. That's just funny stuff. I'd like to go hear a comedian too, as long as he was clean-mouthed and all that. That'd be wonderful. But that is not church. We've got to make sure are fed from the Word of God. And then they ought to be also helpers of joy in 2 Corinthians chapter 1. Not for that we have dominion over your faith, but are helpers of your joy. Doesn't hurt for the pastor to tell a few jokes as well. Sometimes I get a little bit of flack from folks that visit. Well, I don't know that you should laugh in the pulpit. I say, well, listen, I don't want to laugh all the time, but it certainly does help some of our attitudes, because there's a lot of animosity out there in the world. Certainly doesn't help them to have a little bit of joy. And so we see those are the kind of preachers that we ought to be paying, as we pay the preacher, as we take care, as this church does. And I want you to see also, not only do that, but we ought to make sure that he's doing his job. The Bible says in 1 Timothy, you're in 2 Timothy chapter, look in 1 Timothy chapter 4. In 1 Timothy chapter 4, you see that we ought to give attendance to reading. 1 Timothy 4, verse number 13. Here's the Apostle Paul writing this young preacher boy, and he's saying, listen, till I come back, till I get back to you, make sure you do some things. Make sure you give attendance to reading. Make sure you give attendance to exhortation. That's the preaching. And to the doctrine, the teaching, making sure that you keep it right. Young Timothy was told by Paul, read the book. Make sure you give attendance to reading. Get in the book and let the book get in you. And then exhort the people. Preach to them. And then give them the doctrine. Don't just leave them and say, don't just rally them up like a pep rally and say, all right, we're all good to go. Jesus, we're all there. You've got to teach the whole counsel of God. We ought to not only pay him and take care of him, but then be sure that he's doing his job. And that's the kind of pastor you want. And you don't have to have a flashy one. You're lucky, because I'm not. You don't have to have a greatly talented one. And again, most of us aren't. But you do have to have one that just stays in the book. Keeps on in there and give attendance to reading and give them doctrine. Give them what the Word of God says, and then be sure that they're not entangled with the affairs of the world. You're in 1 Timothy. Go back to 2 Timothy. In 2 Timothy chapter 2, again, this is written from Paul to Timothy. And you need to get one that's not entangled with the affairs of this life. No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. Folks, there's all kinds of things that pastors can get involved with, but I've seen in my short ministry life, I've seen so many of those. They just pull a person over there away from where they're supposed to be. And sometimes it's very innocent that they get started in these things, maybe because they need to provide for their family. And if they need to, then that's what they are supposed to do. But oftentimes that'll pull you away. But I'm thinking about the passage that we started, let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teacheth in all good things. So I guess got done saying this is not being mentioned because I'm worried about us. The church does so such. I'm so grateful to be the pastor. And so it's no way an attempt to get money. But the Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, even so hath the Lord ordained that they which preach the gospel should live of the gospel. So I want to come alongside of every one of you that have grabbed a missionary out here in the back and you've slipped them $20 and say, would you take your kids to McDonald's on the way out? Everyone that's slipped larger than that and say, take your whole family somewhere nicer than that. Every one of you that have put extra in the offering plate to say, I want to help support that missionary. Every one of you that have come to me and said, Pastor, as happened just a while back that a pastor over in India had showed a need for somebody. And I had three or four or five or six people that came and said, Preacher, we need to get that kid a motorcycle. Somebody needed a motorcycle to get back in some little tribal areas and whatnot. That blesses my heart because that's the people that are getting the job done. And I'm thankful that God led us to this passage the night that Brother Brooks was here, because we see that the investment that we made into him, and I don't remember the amount, but it was sizable for us anyways, that we helped this Papua New Guinea. And part of that had to go to him to take care. He's got a wife, and so you know she goes to Walmart, and so that he needs money. And so that money that we were given is to the man who's taken the message to the people who need to hear it. And I'm so grateful that this church has caught a vision a long time ago. Preacher Lass is not here tonight, but when he saw the need to change up the way things were done here and take missions in a whole different direction and get our missions dollar involved in immediately and get missionaries in here, and so that we could pay. When he goes to the store, or when he orders these Bibles, or when he goes out to eat, or he goes to the gas station because he'll need something to get from here to Chattanooga, do you know what every one of those places expect from him? Cash. He can say all that he wants. That church loves me. They really care about me. They're praying for me. And that gas station attendant says, I don't care what they're doing. I ain't turning the pump on until you give me a $100 bill, because you know you can't get much gas for less than that anymore. It's a way that we get to fund it. And I'm thankful that our church, and so I guess I'm patting you on the back, but I believe we're doing what the Bible says to do. It's a joy. Father, bless us now is our prayer. Thank you for bringing Brother Brooks here. Lord, thank you for bringing him our way. I pray that you'd keep him safe on his way back to Chattanooga. I pray, dear Lord, that you would, that you would bring men up to the challenge to go to Papua New Guinea. But Lord, we just saw a little glimpse of a needy area of this world, but they're all over the place. Lord, I pray that you would send laborers into the harvest. Bless us, I pray, in Jesus' name. If you're able to, would you stand together, and as they begin to play something through, if you're able to, would you mind slipping down, some of you, to the platform, or to the altar here, and pray for Papua New Guinea? Pray that the Lord would raise up laborers. Pray that he would send forth laborers into his harvest. Pray for Brother Brooks, that keep him safe, keep him protected. Use him in a special way. Brother Leonard's with him and used of God there at the mission and other parts of the world, and now at the mission working for God's glory. Would you pray for these men? As you come and pray, let's go to the Lord. Thank you. as they play one more verse, let's all of us, whether you're down here at the front or right there in your pew, just pray. Pray the Lord of the harvest, He would send forth laborers into Papua New Guinea, into some of these other areas, restricted access. People are going to have to be creative of how to get into. Some they're wide open like this one. Others it's harder. But may they all be reached, and let's pray to that end. Thank you so much. You may look this way. Well, it's a joy to be in church tonight, and it's a joy to have Brother Brooks with us. Thank you, Brother, for being our way. Brother Tim Leonard is over here with him. He's his helper up, and he needs it because he drove up. He drove him back, driving back to Chattanooga tonight, and they'll need to stop by. Y'all could stop by the Buc-ee's. Do you pass it on the way? Good. You do that for him. That'd be a blessing. Yes. Yeah, so. Everything will be right in the world for just a little while. So you get some of those good snacks. But, well, it's a joy to have the Martin family, Brother Chuck, Miss Leslie, Jude, and Sarah. And they've been such a blessing. God brought them from Texas and brought them over here to this wonderful seasonal place of the Tri-Cities where it's nice, it's warm, it's cool, it's good. Got to change instead of Texas where it's just hot all the time. And they've been a great blessing, and we're certainly thankful for them. Brother Chuck took a job transfer or a change, and he's up this way. And so we're certainly thankful. Their family's been a blessing. But they like to join Buffalo Ridge Baptist Church, and we couldn't be thrilled any more than we are to see God bring them in here. And already got to know many, many folks, and I hope that the rest of you get to know them. So that's their desire. So we would need a motion. All right, Brother Stephen Gallion makes that motion, and... Brother Daniel Wakefield makes the second. All right, you're welcome. And all in favor them joining, say aye. Aye. All opposed, same sign. Amen. Thank you so much. What a blessing their family is. If you haven't met them, I'm going to ask them to stay right down here. Hopefully some of you get to slip by, put a name with the face, Chuck and Leslie, Jude and Sarah, and just welcome them into the church. And then we had, by the way, a great newcomers fellowship over in the Family Life Center today, and others are thinking about, contemplating, praying about joining. We couldn't thrill our soul anymore. Thank you for your prayers. Continue to pray the Lord would just bless our church and grow us, not just for growth, but so we can reach more people for the Lord Jesus Christ. Brother Brooks, would you mind slipping out to the lobby there? And Brother Leonard, if you wouldn't mind to slip on back that way, and folks get a prayer card from you as well. And we're certainly glad that you men have come our way. Thank you again for being in church. Don't forget, tomorrow night, if you're interested, the camp meeting will start at 7 o'clock. If you need information, it's not out in the back. You can call tomorrow at the church, but I'll be there tomorrow night. Lord willing, here, Brother Joe Arthur, he's always a favorite. But there'll be great meetings all week long, and I challenge you to go out there if your schedule would allow. And thank you for being in church. We'll see you Wednesday night. God bless you. You're dismissed.